With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A small plane flying from Aspen to Eagle Monday crashed near Woody Creek, and rescue efforts took nearly 8 hours to complete. The Aspen Times reports the pilot and his wife from Wisconsin deployed the plane's parachute and landed in a heavily wooded, long, steep mountainside just after 3 p.m. By the time rescuers reached the couple after 9 p.m., officials say it was dark, windy, and snowing. The couple was able to keep warm inside the plane until the 25 rescuers got to them. They then had to hike 3 hours, sometimes in waist-deep snow, to get back to safety. The city of Aspen has an updated timeline and budget for Phase 3 of the Burlingame Ranch Affordable Housing Development. Alex Hager has the details.
The planned development would include 79 affordable condos adjacent to the existing Burlingame Ranch, which is across from Aspen-Pitkin County Airport. The city's working with design firm 359 Design in the planning stage of the project, which was originally slated to cost $970,000. New plans show the stage will cost about $80,000 less. Last night, the city presented a new timeline for the project, which shows planning and permitting scheduled through the end of this year, with construction getting started in early 2021. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Aspen School District is finding a new superintendent, and they are encouraging community members to help with the process. The district is looking to create an advisory board made up of students, parents, staff, and other Valley residents. Board of Education President Susan Merold says the group will sit in on the final round interviews and give input to help inform the board's decision.
We really want to make sure that we have involved our community as much as we can in this process.
The final round interviews are expected to be in early March. Merold says the board hopes to hire a new superintendent by early April. A meeting for people who are interested in being on the advisory group is today at 4 p.m. in the district boardroom. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.